Garda investigation is underway into a botched shooting attempt in Glasnevin in Dublin yesterday that has left both the gunman and the intended target for the hit in hospital. Jim Cusack, security correspondent with Sunday Independent, has the details and joins me on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
The attempted attack took place in plain view of a number of people, would appear, in rush hour yesterday. Tell us, first of all, about the man who was targeted.
Charlie O'Neill has been named as the victim here. He's known as the Walrus, and he's a fairly well-known character in the area. He was a friend of members of Aslan when they were growing up, and they wrote a song about him. I think Charlie Moonhead.
Yes.
And it was a very confused situation yesterday morning. The guards got a report of this man being shot and injured. He was hit with a shotgun blast in the body, and then they got a report of another man who'd been shot a short distance away in Hillcrest Avenue, just kind of around the corner. And it wasn't clear at all what had happened. But what initially they thought had happened was this man, Mr. O'Neill, had been shot, and then as the gunman was leaving the area, the shotgun went off again. But what actually appears happened was that he was lying in wait for Mr. O'Neill and may have shot himself as he sort of pulled out this shotgun, and then he still went ahead and shot Mr. O'Neill and then tried to make his escape on a bicycle and then sort of succumbed to his injuries and fell over. And the ambulance was called, the guards were called, and they've now pieced together the situation. It appears he actually shot himself at first, literally shot himself in the foot, and then shot his victim.
And both men were known to Gardaí?
Both men are known to Gardaí, yes. And it doesn't appear to be a gang-related matter at all. It appears to be a personal matter.
And
in Dublin, it's just very unusual. We naturally assume that these kind of things are gang related, but this doesn't appear to have any relation to organised crime at all.
One of the other strange things about this case, which got everybody wondering yesterday, was the fact that there were apparently two bicycles at the scene. There were two bicycles involved, which was a little bit bizarre. But it appears there may even have been a third bicycle. Is that true, or do we know anything about that?
Yes, I gather that's the case. As I say, this seems to be kind of a semi... there's a personal kind of dispute here, and... This is atypical. This is not the usual kind of thing we sort of experience in Dublin. It's completely unlike, they say, the horrible murder of an innocent young man in Neilstown in the early hours of Sunday. That's more like the sort of thing we're accustomed to in Dublin.
Yeah, that was a particularly vicious attack. Now, both of these men are in hospital. Do we know anything about their respective conditions?
They're both recovering. There's no life-threatening injuries here, by the looks of it. As I say, it's a bizarre incident. I mean, that's all we can say about it. It was completely confused yesterday morning, and it's taken the guards. It took the guards quite a bit of time yesterday to piece together what happened. But it does appear that this man, this is a botched or amateur kind of a matter. There's obviously intense feelings involved, but it's not what you call serious, organised in any way.
And it would appear to have been quite a public matter, in the sense that people were on the scene fairly quickly, so there must have been a number of witnesses to this.
Well, it's on a main road in Glasnevin at 8:15 in the morning. Yeah, there absolutely are, as I said, it was muddled to start off with, but there's obviously some bitter kind of differences here. But neither party is known to the guards for anything that you would call serious.
Right, Jim, we will leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for that. That's Jim Cusack, security correspondent of the Sunday Independent, on that rather strange attempted murder, would appear, or certainly that rather strange crime which took place in Glasnevin yesterday.